Welcome to the St. Helena Podcast, where we talk anything St. Helena. We cover everything from great island experiences to how we can make a good story go viral, one podcast at a time. Have you got a St. Helena experience? A topic to share? Do you want to join the podcast conversation? Reach out to us. Let's talk St. Helena. You can find us anywhere online or at the sthelenapodcast.com. This is your podcast creator and host, Johnny Klingham.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another St. Helena podcast. This week is Marine Awareness Week. And in this episode, we're going to talk to Dr. Emily Hartman. Emily, who is the Marine Management Manager for the Blue Belt Program, explains about the Blue Belt Program and the partnership with St. Helena.
Back in 2015, the UK government made a commitment to create a Blue Belt around the UK shores and also the overseas territories to provide protection to these sort of dynamic and really important habitats. So the Blue Belt Program was initially a four-year program running from 2016 to 2020, but it's been extended until March 2022. So it supports delivery of this government commitment to provide long-term protection of over 4 million square kilometres of marine environment across the UK overseas territories. And it's a real sort of flagship programme for the UK government and central to its ambitions of leading sort of action to tackle global problems like overfishing, species extinction and climate change. And all of the UK overseas territories have really sort of unique marine species and habitats, that some of which aren't found anywhere else in the world. And without sort of further protection, these could be lost forever. I think one of the really important things about the Blue Belt Programme is that each of the overseas territories is very different, but also the overseas territories have responsibility for your own marine environments. So we're here really to assist the overseas territory governments in terms of effectively managing your marine areas. So in terms of the Blue Belt Programme in St. Helena, our aim is to, like I say, provide assistance to ensure that St. Helena has a well-managed marine environment with internationally recognised, safe, sustainable, environmentally friendly fisheries and effectively regulated marine activities, which is all underpinned by robust scientific evidence. The Blue Belt Programme works in partnership between the Marine Management Organisation and CFAS. So CFAS provides expertise in scientific research, and the Marine Management Organisation provides assistance in terms of advice around managing other human activities within the marine environment, legislation, policy, and also compliance and enforcement.
So it's really good to see that there is true life support for the projects. Some of the recent projects that you've supported on St. Helena, what have been the big ones that stood out?
So in terms of the Marine Management Organisation, the assistance we've provided, I think our big projects have been around helping St. Helena government to come up with ways to effectively manage human activities within the marine protected area. So things like sand extraction and marine tourism, to make sure that these activities can continue to provide jobs and income for the island in the longer term, but without damaging the marine environment. So we've been providing assistance to St. Helena government to help develop new policies to manage marine tourism activities in the longer term, to make sure that these activities, as they sort of grow and develop, don't start to cause disturbance to the marine wildlife. And to also look at how other activities within the marine environment, things like sand extraction, potentially in the future dredging or marine cables, how those can be taken forward in a way that isn't going to damage the important habitats and species.
Yeah, and I'm sure cable is one of those things that's probably on the edge of everyone's tongue at the moment.
Yeah.
Whenever you speak about St. Helena, we always regard it as unique. What does St. Helena offer scientific study?
St. Helena has some amazing marine wildlife. I think one of the really exciting things about St. Helena is that you have such a huge marine area, most of which is still unexplored and unknown. You have lots of seamounts, which are quite got deep sea habitats, really interesting species, you know, many of which are new to science. You've also got quite a range of both tropical and sort of subtropical species. Some of those species are, you know, currently threatened around the world. And you also have quite a few species that are only found in St. Helena, nowhere else in the world. So you've got a variety of different fish, for example, that are only found around St. Helena. And I suppose that's why it's really important to protect these species, because if they disappear from St. Helena's water, you know, they've gone from forever. So yeah, loads of really interesting things for scientists to come and study and discover.
Just for the sake of the listener, the importance of policy and legislation, how important is it for the island?
So I think in terms of the marine environment, the marine protected area that you have in St. Helena is a sustainable use marine protected area. So that means it's not an area where no fishing is allowed, where nothing is allowed. Some of the other overseas territories have these no-take marine protected areas, but in St. Helena, it's a sustainable use, which means that human activities, things like fishing, like marine tourism, like sand extraction, can continue to take place. Which is really good for your economy, but they have to be done in a way that's managed sustainably so that they don't cause damage to the marine habitats and species. And so the sort of policy and legislation side of things is really important to make sure that these things can continue to be managed in an effective way going through, you know, into the future. And provide a sort of structure so that everybody knows what is allowed, what isn't allowed, how they need to behave. And it helps, as well in terms of making sure that people then do stick to the rules. And for the minority that may not want to stick to the rules, there's a way of sort of, you know, trying to make sure that they do and that the habitats and species aren't being damaged by sort of irresponsible behaviour.
So what I take away from that is marine management is really important, even in a small place like St. Helena. The risk and impacts of the marine environment, are there many?
In St. Helena, your marine tourism sort of business is still quite a small industry. There's only a few operators, particularly when you compare it to other countries around the world, sort of places like the Maldives and the Philippines, where you have thousands of people coming to see whale sharks. So in St. Helena, the industry is still, I would say, probably in its infancy. But I think that St. Helena government is taking a real sort of forward view that, you know, with tourism potentially increasing, more and more people coming, you may start to see impacts to the species that people are coming to view. Sort of impacts that you could see for marine tourism, you know, as you start to get more boats going out into the sea, you can get damage to habitats from anchoring. People going scuba diving that don't really understand how to behave can break and touch, species and cause damage that way with kicking them with their fins. But then, you know, you have the marine animals like the whale sharks and dolphins and whales, and those can be really sort of disturbed by lots of boats coming in very close, by people swimming up to them, getting too close, trying to touch them. And that has all sorts of potential impacts. So the animals might start to sort of show avoidance behavior. They might have to change the direction they're swimming in. They might have to dive down underwater and stay underwater longer. And that sort of uses up a lot of energy. Sometimes animals will stop feeding altogether. So again, they're using up energy, but not being able to feed. So it starts to affect their health. And eventually, you know, if this continues to happen, it can cause animals to actually leave the area and disappear. And then that will obviously have an impact on the tourism industry itself, because tourists will no longer be able to see the animals that they've come to see. And also, of course, boats getting too close can injure and in some cases, cause the death of some of these marine species. So but there are potential impacts. And I think that's why it's really great that in St. Helena, you know, you're taking that view of making sure that right from the beginning, the activity is really well managed to make sure that, you know, these sort of impacts don't actually happen. So it's really great to see.
Do you manage the change? I mean, as the marine tourism grow, do you manage that change in behavior and the way our tourism is growing slowly?
So I think that's something that we've been assisting St. Helena government start to think about. So, you know, how over time you can monitor that, so you can understand how, you know, what the numbers of tourists are, how many operators there are, and whether that's starting to have an impact on how the animals behave. So there was a few years ago set up a sort of sighting scheme, and operators did their training and they got their accreditation and had to fill in a logbook to note sort of things about animals' behaviour and numbers of tourists they were taking out. And I think that's something, again, that would be really good to sort of keep going, so that we've got this long-term record then, and it will give you really good information as to whether we are starting to see impacts if tourist numbers increase.
What could local businesses do who make a living off the ocean do to help the marine research on St. Helena?
It would be brilliant. They can get involved, you know. These businesses are out at sea every day, and they know the marine environment really, really well. So, you know, there's all sorts of ways that they can help, particularly in terms of keep monitoring some of these really charismatic species like whale sharks and dolphins and whales. You know, just simply recording each time they see an animal, where it is, what its behaviour is, and reporting that back to St. Helena government. All of that information, you know, is really, really useful and can help to start to build up a picture. I mean, you already have, you know, quite a good knowledge, but help to sort of really build up that picture of when species are present, where they are, how they're behaving, and whether that's changing over time. And I think that's really important. So the more people are out, the more people that are providing this sort of information, then the better our information will be. And that will be able to help inform the management.
And do you think local businesses are very forthcoming? And do you think they're very helpful at this stage with what they can do to support your project?
I mean, when I was in St. Helena a couple of years ago, I chatted to quite a few of the tour operators. They all seemed really, really keen. You know, they really do have a good understanding of the marine environment and really, you know, really seemed really keen and interested to get involved. So, yeah, definitely, I think so.
Excellent. Okay, I think that's the correct answer. What sort of a work are you doing towards illegal and unregulated fishing?
So this is a big part of the assistance that the Marine Management Organisation provides to all of the UK overseas territories. So obviously you have these huge, huge marine areas and a tiny island with very few people on it. And in St. Helena's case, no patrol vessel, no boat. So it's really difficult to know what's going on, whether you've got boats coming in and fishing illegally. So the MMO, the Marine Management Organisation, we run a programme of surveillance. So we start off by using the automatic information systems that all boats have on them, and we can monitor those remotely, and those will pick up what boats are coming into your marine area. And that's done, you know, every single day. We have a team, the Intelligence and Surveillance Hub, who will analyse all of this information. And if they start to see vessels, the boats that they think are probably, you know, acting illegally and maybe coming into your marine area and fishing, then they can use satellite surveillance. They can use all sorts of information that they can get from satellites to find out more about what that boat is, where it's come from, what it's doing, and to start to find out, you know, whether actually it is fishing illegally within St. Helena's waters. The work that's been done so far for St. Helena has shown that actually the risk of illegal fishing around St. Helena is currently very low. So there are, you know, very, very few cases of boats coming in and fishing illegally. I know from speaking to some of the fishermen previously, you know, they feel that there is a lot of fishing going on illegally around the seamounts, lots of talk around lights being seen at night. But again, you know, we have said to them, if you do spot that, let us know. And the team here at the MMO can look into that in a little bit more detail and try and pull up the satellite imagery to check whether actually the boats are in your marine waters, and if so, what they're doing.
So that was my next question. If a boat came in with no AIS on, how would you be able to tell if that boat is in that area? So you've got satellite imagery management around the island that can actually see even without an AIS running. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, we've got a variety of different satellites that we can use. So things like the synthetic aperture radar satellite, which we can use. And that's really good at picking up boats, even if they switch off their AIS. So it's a good way of checking, you know, if we can see a boat on the SAR, but it's not on it, we can't see its AIS, then that's already something slightly suspicious. You know, why have they switched off their AIS? So that would be a boat then that we would then look into a little bit more detail to try and find out, you know, what it's doing. And if it does appear that a boat is potentially fishing illegally within the waters, we can go to the flag state, so the country to which the boat's registered, and we can ask them for information such as their vessel monitoring system, their VMS data, to again try and find out what that boat's been doing, and potentially then talk to their flag state about possibly prosecuting them if they have been fishing illegally.
Emily, thank you for supporting Marine Awareness Week, and most importantly, thank you for supporting St. Helena's marine environment.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope everybody has a really good Marine Awareness Week.
You've been listening to the St. Helena Podcast. We want to thank you for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to us. Contact us, podcast@thesthelenapodcast.com. Support us by sharing our content with others. Until next time, have a great week.